full match commentary on the way here of Hull Kingston Rovers against Hull FC. The two teams go off to their respective halves. It looks as though Hull FC are going to kick off here tonight.
It's goosebump time, Mark, honestly. It's just a fantastic atmosphere, and the team, the ball up for the kickoff. I can't wait for these first challenges.
Lund, chance on the far side, set through one tackle. Here's Kelly now running at the defence, stepping out, one, he's going, he's tracked down 10 away. Lund goes himself, short pass, Rovers are over. First try of the night, and it goes to the red and white. Derby day joy for Rovers. They're in front early on.
Albert Kelly's got involved. A little bit of footwork, short pass to Campese. Campese got great strength, great footwork. Steps over from his left to his right. Goes away from any LFC defenders and scores just to the right of the post.
Here's Dixon into the line. Massive gap. He must score. He takes Shaw on. He's over the line. And Kieran Dixon is in. They're going to go upstairs to the video referee. But assuming he got that down, he was too strong for Jamie Shawl, and that should be the second Hull KR try of the night.
Yeah, that's a fantastic piece of play by the Hull Kingston Rovers, and the try is given to go over and score and post the next points for Hull Kingston Rovers.
And is it going to be touched down by the black and whites, or have they knocked it on? Oh, who'd be a video referee, Andy Kelly?
There's some massive decisions to make here. First one is they're going to check the onside, so they're looking at the... I think we're going to see this tackle complete.
I disagree. I think that's a knock-on.
Well, it's good that we disagree. It's Derby Day, and there you
right
go.
Given. And the KC is alive. Kieran Dixon, the hero at one end, the villain at the other, loses the ball on his own try line. And Hull FC pounce upon it. Hull 4, Hull KR 12. Talanoa, he's juggled it, he's lost it, and it's going to be a try. Sean Lund picks up the loose ball, and that is a score right on half-time that could break the black and white hearts in Hull. Hull 6, Hull KR 16.
Wow, it's just riveting, it's scintillating stuff that we're seeing now, and that was an absolutely fantastic piece of play by Hull Kingston Rovers. And it wasn't just a finishing kick that was high, it was menacing, it was teasing. And they're going to go...
...says we'll have the two, and that decision warmly applauded by the fans around as well. Mantle, the Hull KR fans in good voice. Will he kick from this side? He comes forward on his right boot, he's curled it in. It's like a free kick, straight in and on the target. And Hull KR extend their lead. Hull FC 6, Hull KR 20.
They look like they lacked a little bit of team spirit at the moment. And I'm sure they'd say that they don't.
All the Hull KR fans stand up and count the clock now. Little chip over the top from Westerman. Mantellato picks it up and he will throw the ball into the stand. It's Derby Day delight for the Robins. They're bobbing along, another win for them. And they came here and they won easily. Tries from Campese, Dixon and Lund. Give them a 18 points to 6 lead. Leon Price is trying the end. A mere consolation for the black and whites. The only points in the second half. A Josh Mantellato penalty. But in truth, Hull FC not good enough. Chris Chester's men march on.